Digital 410 Productions proudly presents the What's the Scuttlebutt podcast with your hosts Don Abernathy and Jeff Cupson.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the What's the Scuttlebutt podcast, your favorite World War II podcast. And as you heard Carrie say, with my co-host Jeff Copsetta. But unfortunately, Jeff had to cancel tonight due to more craziness going on out in Texas. And so we're going to try a first here tonight on the What's the Scuttlebutt podcast. And that is we're going to have two guests on simultaneously who've never met each other. A few weeks back, we had on Jeff, and then we had on RJ Nevins, who was the producer, the writer, and director of the short film Walking Point, which you can find on Amazon Prime, as well as Jeff, who was actually in Walking Point, and then Brandon, who also helped with Walking Point. And so we've had multiple guests on before, but this is, in fact, the first time we've had guests on where the three of us have never met before. We just have a common interest, and that's the great thing about World War II reenacting and reenacting in general, is we're a group of guys who share a common interest, and that makes instant friends out of people instantaneously. So for those of you watching on YouTube later on, up in the corner we have Tyler joining us from Vermont. Tyler, how are you doing tonight, sir? And I did it again, Tyler. I still had you guys muted. Tyler, how are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing good.
We are a hot mess. And joining us from California, which it's like, what, 7 his time, Matthew. How are you doing today, Matthew?
Hi there, Don. Doing pretty good.
Thanks for joining us. I want to get to Tyler here momentarily, but Matthew, what exactly? I know you have a deuce and a half. And I know you have a Jeep, and I've seen your videos, and you have a lot of aircraft posters in the background. Are you a private collector, or do you work for an official museum?
So that's actually a museum I work for. So the deuce and a half is not mine. That belongs to the museum. And I just kind of work there periodically now because everything's shut down, and it's something to do, and it's along my interest line.
Oh, and Tyler just dropped his phone. Where at in California are you? I see the Golden Gate Bridge behind you, but that may just be a fancy photo.
Yeah, that's just one of the stock sure. things. I'm down in Southern California over in Orange County.
Okay, we're at in Orange County.
Over here in Anaheim.
Okay, I actually went to school in Anaheim for computers back in 03. I lived in Long Beach, basically from 01 to 03. I lived in Long Beach, went to school in Anaheim, and worked in La Habra. So as you can imagine, on a daily basis, I got to see a lot of traffic and a lot of nonsense. But I left California in 04, moved down to Florida. So I'm very familiar with Anaheim. But what's the World War II? Do you just do the museum and living history displays, or do you actively do reenacting?
We used to do active reenacting until pretty much the pandemic shut a lot of things down.
Sure.
So we're not doing a whole lot right now, but we were doing things pretty much once a month over with our historical group.
And where do you guys tend to, I guess first and foremost, obviously California back then in the 40s did a lot of training for the Marine Corps and the Navy, etc. But what's your guys' key impression out there in California when things were open? Let's just pretend it's 2019. If you're heading out to do an event next weekend, what was your guys' key impression that you would do?
Well, for me personally, it was the 9th Infantry Division, even though they were based up in North Carolina?
Sure.
But we have members from all over the platform. We have people who want to do U.S. Marine Corps. We have Women's Army Corps. We have 82nd Airborne.
Nice.
We have pretty much anything you can think of, we have members joining. And it's probably about 75 members or so.
What are you guys doing as a museum to kind of supplement your income through 2020? I mean, now we're into 2021, but I know California, you guys are still in this weird gray area when it comes to open, close, what you can do, what you can't do. We hear one of our local museums, they're kind of interesting. They're called the Southwest Florida Military Museum and Library, and they actually got started because they were kind of a group of vets who would help other veterans get their VA, benefits and things like that. And they'd also feed vets on Wednesdays. And people started donating so many things to them that they eventually took over an old grocery store and opened a museum. Well, during COVID, they took such a big hit, they had to consolidate from, imagine, in your California terms, imagine having a museum set up in an Albertsons or a Ralph's and then have to downgrade to the Disney store at the mall, because they literally just moved into the old Disney store at the mall because they were in what used to be a Sweet Bay grocery store. But they took such a huge hit. What are you guys doing to kind of maintain